First, though, we'll be chatting to film reviewer Ellie Ventura, former RNZer, and continues to do great work for us in the film review segment. Hello.
Hello.
So I was going to watch Cruella, and then I looked at the trailer and I'm like, I don't know who... I was going to watch it with my kids, and then I looked at the trailer and I thought, I don't know if this is for kids.
Yeah, I actually have been thinking about that since I went and saw it, about what it should... You know, what recommendation I should give for, you know, parents out there wondering if they should let the kids watch it. I think it's got an M rating, and I think that's probably fair. I would probably say maybe 10 and up, but otherwise teenage and up, I think, would probably be better, just because it's nothing outrageously bad about it per se. I mean, you know, old about it, but yeah. But it's just, it is quite dark and quite, you know, as an adult.
And maybe it's not really of interest to kids, you know, like there didn't seem to be much for them.
Yeah. And it's an extremely fun movie, but, you know, I think what I really enjoyed about it is, from someone who remembers the original, you know, who's watched the originals, there were Easter eggs throughout it to, you know, to remind us about that and to link back up with it. But I do think you have to be kind of very aware of the story to pick up on that and to get joy out of that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I do think it's for people who, which is most of us, who have seen the others.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take me from the beginning. So for people who haven't come across this before, what's it all about?
So Cruella is essentially one of Disney's most reviled villains of all time, possibly because, and I don't feel like I need to say spoilers for this, but in 101 Dalmatians, in the very original one from years ago, she is the villain that tries to steal all the dogs to make a coat and make the coat out of the dogs, which is pretty horrific. I mean, I think even before we became quite obsessed with doggos as we are now, that's always been kind of a no-go. you know, you don't really want to touch the animals. So, and there has been a live action before. Glenn Close played Cruella in the live action version in the 90s, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this is a prequel to all of that. So we find out this is Cruella's origin story in the vein of Joker almost, you know, finding out about these villains in superhero movies. We find out about Cruella. And this movie starts from the beginning of her life, when she's simply Estella. She hasn't got the moniker Cruella yet. And she is, we kind of find this kid, this precocious kid, Estella, who is wild, and she has this side of her that just can't help but be naughty. But she's also loving, and she's a handful for her single mum, but you know, she's a fun kid. And then we sort of follow her as she her mother passes, and she ends up being alone in London and essentially has to become a grifter, a thief. And this is around sort of late 60s. Most of the movie takes place in the 70s. And so from there, we see her as an adult. She picks up two other grifters, and they become sort of a family. And they do, they steal. They essentially steal, and they're really good at it. And then we follow her. She loves design. She loves clothing. So she gets a job for this incredible woman called the Baroness, who is an amazing fashion designer and very much in the vein of Meryl Streep from Devil Wears Prada. But she's played by Emma Thompson. And sort of I feel like Emma Thompson is kind of the English version of American Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say.
Totally.
Yeah. And so Cruella, who
maybe she doesn't have quite the range of different characters that she plays, but she's always wonderful.
But I do think she has a bit more comedy than Meryl Streep.
Is Meryl Streep funny? She's funny in Big Little Lies.
Yes.
But yeah, she's usually playing a character. She's great at creating a...
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I think, so Estella, or Cruella, which she eventually takes on, that persona, she is played by Emma Stone, who I think we've talked about before. I'm a big fan of her.
Yeah.
She's great.
Two Emmas, eh?
The two Emmas. And the movie is essentially about we realise that the Baroness possibly has something to do with the death of Estella's mum. And so that is essentially the premise of the movie. And in this, Emma Stone is really good. She is, like, acting-wise, quite incredible. She kind of has to go between these two personas, particularly as the movie goes on, and she kind of gets lost in Cruella, and she has a different act. You know, her voice is a bit different, and her persona is different as Cruella, and she's excellent at that, but cannot hold a candle to Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson is fantastic in that. She is just... I was genuinely terrified of her. She's so freaky and so... And in that... because for most of the movie, like in Devil Wears Prada, for instance, I'm using that example because it is quite similar. It's a fashion house and there's a scary boss who's also inspiring and amazing. But in this, you never kind of know where you stand with her. So I just thought the acting, this is fantastic. It's super camp. And that's what makes it so fun and what makes it for adults, I think, because you have this, you know, the humour comes from the fact that it is so over the top in places. And the great thing about it as well, it was about halfway through until I realised that the two, for want of a better word, sidekicks, I suppose, or the two grifters that Estella grows up with, they're actually in 101 Dalmatians. And I completely forgot. In 101 Dalmatians, do you remember there's sort of a bigger... You've never seen it? Okay, well, for those who have... That's crazy that you haven't seen it, by the way. It's like one of Disney's like best movies. You're going to tell me you haven't seen The Lion King.
Not yet, but I'm going to the musical.
Your poor children. Right. Have they seen these movies?
Don't know.
Okay. Look, I'll chastise you.
I'm sorry
to
have thrown you, yeah.
You've really thrown me.
I just wanted to alert you that I wasn't going to be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. For those at home who will do that, in 101 Dalmatians, there is sort of a bigger man and a quite thin man, and they're sort of the goons to Cruella. In this movie, obviously, they're young chaps. But it's so fun. And I thought they were actually my favourite characters because they were so fun and brought a lot of physical comedy to the movie. I will say that, and this is, you know that this is a bugbear of mine, I do think, again, a little bit long.
Yeah.
They spent too much time on the background of when she was a kid, and that's fun. But we only needed to know that she was a bit of a rascal. That's kind of all you need to know.
Surprised that movies are so long, because the economics of it surely would be that the shorter the movie, the more times you could get it on in a day and the more money Hollywood can make. And if that sounds cynical, that's what's happening with songs. They're making them shorter and shorter, so they're getting more plays per hour on Spotify.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I guess because also this is another thing with Disney is they have released this in cinema, but they also have put it on Disney Plus. And with Disney Plus, you can pay $40 to watch it. But I was just, and I say this to everyone out there, go and watch it in the movies. I know for kids and stuff it is quite good, but as I said, this is more of an adult's movie. Have a night out and go and see it rather than, I mean, you're spending almost the same amount.
Live a little.
Have dinner, you know? genuinely, this is a delicious, delicious movie. It's a feast for the eyes. It's gorgeous. And a lot of it as well, again, not for kids, is that so much of the movie is kind of about the counterculture and the punk of the 70s. And that's, and again, actually very reminiscent of The Joker. It has that kind of colouring to it in tone.
Cruella, definitely not suitable for under 10s, says one person. The small children in the audience when I attended looked shocked. it's a PG rating, apparently.
Oh, it is a PG? Yeah. Okay. That surprises me because I thought it was, you know, as well, when you're talking about people getting hurt and that sort of thing, I don't think that you'd normally want your kids to be around that. But who knows? Not a mother. I will also say one other thing about this movie is that this is live action, but they obviously have a lot of dogs in it because they don't have 101 just to give it away, but they do have Dalmatians and Estella and her friends also have dogs. The problem is, though, gotta say, some of it is, like, the CGI and then the real dogs is quite noticeable. That's the thing. So at some points, they're played by real dogs.
Yeah.
And then at other points, they're absolutely not played by real dogs.
Still in 2021, your eye can tell the difference.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know how you fix that. I don't know whether you just have to make a... Maybe it's because you're stop like going between them. Like maybe if you just go, let's just do CGI all the way, it wouldn't be as noticeable. But yeah, I found that a bit, a bit off-putting.
Does she, I suppose this might be a spoiler, does she turn evil during the movie? Is it, you know, by the end of it, are you like...
Yes and no. And I think it was Sam Brooks wrote for the spin-off, he was talking about how, why are we giving great villains like empathetic backstories? the good thing about them is they are villains. And I understand his point in that. In this movie, though, no, she doesn't really go completely evil. She goes a bit unhinged. But I think in this movie, throughout it, the villain is really the Baroness, played by Emma Thompson. And so that allows Cruella to have this backstory and allows you to feel sympathy for her because we've got this evil person that you can hate.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed that because I think that is correct. If you just had Cruella by herself and it was like, oh, she had a hard childhood, you'd be like, well, I mean, you still tried to steal dogs.
Stick around for the credits?
Yes, stick around for the credits. You don't have to watch all of them, but there is a mid-credit scene.
Okay. And so that's Ellie Ventura on Cruella, and now a few minutes on Days of the Bagnold Summer.
Yes. My few minutes on this is like the sweetest movie and most heartwarming movie I've seen in a really long time. I really love it. Weirdly, I can't believe this sweet movie is created by or directed by one of the guys from The Inbetweeners, which is possibly one of the most crass British TV shows ever made.
Yeah.
But he has, his name is Simon Bird, and he's created this really beautiful movie about a mother and son spending the summer together. The son, Daniel, was meant to go to his dad's place in Florida and have a great, you know, summer in America.
Yeah.
And instead he has to stay home with his lame old mum, Sue Bagnold. And the whole movie is just about their relationship. And honestly, teenage boys are the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst. You know, he's just there. He doesn't wash his hair. He doesn't pick up a dish.
So ungrateful.
So ungrateful. And so the movie is mainly about him possibly just moving an inch and trying to understand where she's coming from, because she's like genuinely a great mum. But it's also really funny and really sweet, and I really recommend it.
Anyone famous in it?
We've got Rob Brydon in it, who I've spoken to about before with his A Trip to Greece movies and those. And he's a legendary comic in Britain. And he plays a small role, but also the other person who's in it is Tamsin Gregg, who is from Black Books. And she's also an incredible British actor. This is also, by the way, one of the most British movies I've ever seen. I can't tell you how many times in the movie Sue Bagnold says, oh, do you want a cup of tea? And honestly, actually, this movie made me feel like having a cup of tea. You know, it just goes down warm, it's refreshing, and it just makes you feel good.
Ellie Ventura, thanks so much. Ellie's our movie reviewer. That last one, if you want to look it up, is Days of the Bagnold Summer.